Hear the word of the Lord from Mark 10, 46 through 52. A fairly rough translation, I should warn you. And then they come to Jericho. And then as he and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, sat by the way. And hearing that it was Jesus the Nazarene, he began to shout and speak, "Son of David, Jesus, pity me." And many rebuked him that he should be quiet. But he just shouted that much more, "Son of David, pity me." And standing still, Jesus said, "Call him over." And they called the blind man over, saying to him, "Be of good heart, rise up, he calls you." So he came to Jesus, throwing away his garment and leaping up. And meeting him, Jesus said, "What do you hope that I might do for you?" And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, again, I just want to see." And Jesus said to him, "Go. Your faith has healed you." And immediately he saw again and followed him in the way. Let's pray. God, thank you for the gift of this story, for the gift of your word, for the gift of sight that we gain in the name of Jesus. They are on the way, which is mentioned twice in this particular story. Once literally, and once undoubtedly is supposed to have a deeper meaning to us, more along the lines of "prepare ye the way of the Lord." Mark tells us that they are leaving Jericho, which is just outside of Jerusalem, leaving the city gate. At the end of this story, blind Bart can now see. And blind Bart follows Jesus on the way. All of this happens immediately. Did you notice that? Everything in the story, immediately. No hesitation. Like an enthusiastic blind man who just throws off his garment and runs to Jesus. I think this story is a setup. It's a setup to see if we might be willing to throw off our own things with the reckless abandon of blind Bart in hopes that Jesus might hear our request. At first, our request might be like blind Bart. Have you ever gone to Jesus and asked for help? You ever told Jesus that you didn't know what to say? You ever told Jesus that you didn't know how to pray? Blind Bart said that too, in the form of, "Pity me." Didn't know what to say. Didn't know how to say it. So he just said the first thing that came to mind, "Pity me." A rose by any other name might sound like, "Lord, have mercy," or something along those lines. This is why the ancients in places like Psalm 95 used to ask God for just one day of rest, because they were so tired and so completely exhausted that the only thing they could think of is, "God, just give us a break." That's the literal Hebrew translation from, "Let us enter your rest, God." That's just another way of saying, "We need a break. We can't take this anymore." And then the worst thing that the people could hear from God was, "No, you will not enter my rest." But not blind Bart. Blind Bart, despite the people's attempts at trying to get people to maintain some decent and in-order decorum around Jesus. Isn't it funny how people get like that around, you know, famous people or people who have a lot on their plate, just y'all be quiet. Just let's maintain some decency and order. Well, they're doing the same thing. But old blind Bart, he's having none of it. Blind Bart shouts, "Pity me!" And the people say stern things to him, maybe even threatening. But blind Bart has his eyes fixed on Jesus. And he just shouts louder. Same thing, "Pity me." And he keeps calling Jesus Son of David. Maybe it's because they're leaving Jericho and getting closer to Jerusalem. Somehow blind Bart can see that Jesus is the Messiah. He's the Savior. Don't you think it's interesting that after the transfiguration and after the healing of the dead boy, and the disciples basically arguing with everyone in sight, not to mention that they're arguing with everyone in sight about which one of them is Jesus' favorite. I mean, who knows, maybe the ones telling everyone to be quiet are the disciples themselves. But isn't it interesting with all of that, that it takes a blind man to see Jesus, the real Jesus. So, back up a few verses to 10:32. And the story pretty much starts the same as this one. Same language. They were on the way. You know, more walking with Jesus. Some of them are amazed. Others are afraid, probably because Jesus is telling them that he's heading to Jerusalem, where he's going to be killed, and then after 3 days, rise again. And then immediately, after such a statement, James and John are asking which one of them is going to get to be the greatest. Here's Jesus. Die, rise again, James and John, which one of us is your favorite? And Jesus meets their request with an appropriate response. Something along the lines of, careful what you ask for. Quite literally, you don't know what you're asking. And maybe most accurately translated, you're asking for the wrong thing. And that's when we meet blind Bart. While the disciples ask for the wrong thing, blind Bart asks for the right thing. The disciples provide us to this day with the wrong requests to take to God. Requests like, God, will you make me the greatest one ever? God, will you help me win this football game? God, will you do me a solid and just help me find a parking space? Just this once. Oh, those disciples. And then all the while in Mark, strangers are asking God for the right thing, teaching us how to pray, feeding us our lines that we too often forget. And so we say, we pray to the Lord in the name of Jesus, old words like, I believe, help my unbelief. And then, sitting there at the beginning of the way, sitting next to us today, teaching us another prayer, feeding us another line that we sometimes forget, is old blind Bart, who doesn't forget. Not today, not ever. And that's where we come in to this story We come in and we go sit next to blind Bart and we say the right things and we ask the right things and we don't forget. And if you ever get nervous about, well, what's the right thing to say to God? What's the right prayer to pray to Jesus? Look no further than blind Bart. We won't make idle requests like the disciples, who somehow managed to grow up into adults, losing their ability to be impressed. Not today. Not today. Today we throw caution to the wind and sit next to blind Bart and pray his good words. Today we speak words from a blind man who shows us the way. Good old blind Bart, who somehow manages to really see Jesus. So in the name of Jesus, the Son of David, the Son of God, we say these good words to Jesus, who not only hears our request, but does not turn us away. And then all the while, who also manages to call us nearer. He calls us over. And we say the right thing. You know what it is? I just want to see.